This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Friday, September 13th. God's word to you today is right leading. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 23, verses 1 to 3 from the New King James Version, and it says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake." David shows us a very clear progression here. There has to be a making and there has to be a leading before there can be a restoration. The reason it has been impossible for people to follow God's leading is because people have not learned to stay down when God puts them down. When God puts you down and you stay down, when you get up, God leads you and you follow. There has to be some form of brokenness before there can be a willingness. He first leads us to still waters and not to troubled waters. The second leading is, he leads us in the path of righteousness. The actual root meaning of that path of righteousness is the right path. He leads us in the right path. Psalm 23 verse 3 from the New Revised Standard Version says, "He leads me in right paths for his name's sake." There is a right path for your life, and if God is your shepherd, he will lead you in the right path. I pray that since God is your shepherd, he will lead you in the right path for your life in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If God is your shepherd, he will meet your directional needs. God is more than enough to meet our spiritual needs and to meet our directional needs. If you came into God's presence today, bewildered and unsure of what to do or where to turn, I want you to know that God has ordered your steps and timing aright. God will give you direction. He will meet your directional needs. Life is filled with decisions, options, different detours, different exits, different paths, but there is the right path for your life. When God leads you through the right path for your life, it leads to freedom. Proverbs 14 verse 12 says, "There is a path before each person that seems right, but it ends in death." There are paths that can lead to bondage, but you will not take such paths in Jesus' name. Amen. There are paths that can lead to destruction. I pray that you will not take those paths in Jesus' name. Say amen. There are paths for your destiny that leads to freedom. Destiny freedom, life freedom, financial freedom, and mental freedom. That is the path you will take in Jesus' mighty name. Life consistently presents us with options. Options of where to work, where to stay, who to marry. Even those that are married are asking, "Have I married the right person?" If we could turn back the hands of time, I'm not saying you would be right either. But at least right now, in retrospect, you can see you would have chosen differently. God always respects our choices, which is why he leads you in the right path. God does not force you down the right path. Let us pray. Shepherd of my soul, please lead me in the right path for my life. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.